0803.
For hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
LCC directs shop owners to paint their shops or face non-renewal of permits. In African news, El Dorado Park family demands answers following disturbing discovery at cemetery. To present the news in detail, my name is Bridget Kapopo. The Lusaka City Council has directed all shop owners within the Central Business District and across the city to paint their shops to enhance the aesthetic appeal of the urban environment. In addition, the council has advised all shop owners and traders to uphold cleanliness around their premises to help prevent potential disease outbreaks. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says in accordance with the Public Health Act, CAP 295 of the Laws of Zambia, business owners are legally required to maintain clean surroundings, as failure to do so may result in the revocation of business and health permits by the council, leading to the closure of non-compliant establishments. Ms. Mwamba has told Kombani Radio News that to ensure strict adherence to this directive, the local authority will intensify inspections in all parts of the city.
The council advises all shop owners and traders to uphold cleanliness around their premises to help prevent potential disease outbreaks. In accordance with the Public Health Act CAP 295 of the Laws of Zambia, business owners are legally required to maintain clean surroundings, as failure to do so may result in the revocation of business and health permits by the council, leading to the closure of non-compliant establishments. To ensure strict adherence to this directive, the local authority will intensify inspections citywide.
Government has been urged to improve infrastructure at Chikoka Community School in Misofu Ward of Mukushi to create a better learning environment for pupils. Japhet Kabusoko, a chief advisor in the area, said the school has seen little to no development over the years, making it difficult to deliver quality education.
Kuriaka ni kavi obuyantanshi ni kavi di amasukuru obuyantanshi buwene
kubwa kwebati abantu abali kulya bakusubwenge muliamu itaraka muli presu kuru kunona kuku itara nomba kibiku kachani mwebuteko ubu ya ntanshubu kabako isu kuru ebu ya ntanshubu achalo.
And when contacted for a comment, Musofu Area Councillor Ernest Chitafu echoed similar sentiments, stating that despite submitting project proposals, the local authority has not allocated funds to construct a classroom block at the school. Mr. Chitafu is, however, hopeful that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF Committee, will fund the project using 2026 CDF, as it is a priority for the people of Chikoka community.
The zonal representative who sees the community members, they always search, and the school infrastructure always comes as their priority. But to date, there is nothing that has been happened, and we just hope in next year's CDF 2026, Chikoka school will be considered. The people of Chikoka, for sure, they have been disadvantaged by not having the school infrastructure in that area. Let's hope they will be considered.
Lusaka Central's Luwa Ward Councillor Clement Nirongo says the Constituency Development Fund is not enough to work on all road projects in the constituency. Reacting to concerns from some residents over the dilapidated state of some roads in the constituency, Mr. Nirongo explains that the current CDF allocation is not enough for the local authority to engage in capital projects such as the upgrading of roads to bituminous standards due to other competing needs in various communities. The civic leader, however, assured residents in his ward that his office has engaged the Ministry of Local Government to upgrade some major roads to bituminous standards.
Okay, like I said earlier, because there was so much demand from the members of the public, and we're trying to wait on local government to help us, because normally they're the ones that actually do that. So under the CDF, because we're also constrained with budget, we wanted to lift maybe up to maybe 200 millimeters rather, to just ensure that we ground them properly to a point where we know they're actually quite passable and very good. Maybe local government later on. Of course, we've already submitted local government. Maybe we can consider putting them up to bituminous standards, which is daring.
Zambia Metrology Agency Director, Scientific and Industrial Metrology, Frederick Hamutunda, has reaffirmed the agency's commitment to supporting national efforts in addressing climate change by enhancing the accuracy of measurements used in agriculture, construction, and environmental monitoring. Mr. Hamutunda explained that reliable measurement systems are vital for verifying claims related to climate adaptation and ensuring compliance with global environmental standards. Speaking in an interview with Kombani Radio News, he stated that ZMA is currently integrating advanced metrology features in its operations to enable the monitoring of climate-sensitive variables such as temperature fluctuations, greenhouse gas emissions, and material performance under extreme weather conditions.
Whatever climate change measures, all the institutions in Zambia are taking into consideration. The key to it is the measurement sustainability. For them to be able that they have adapted to the climate change, they need to measure accurately. If we pick up like agriculture, for example, they will adapt to the climate resilience measures. For them to be able to say, okay, we are putting in this particular fertilizer which is going to make sure that the environment is not polluted, it must be measured correctly. So that is our role as a authority.
We now go for a short break, and when we return, join us for the rest of the news.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN.